This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
President, that's terrible.
Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, the notion that, first of all, that President Obama is now saying it was the Russians and we are going to take action. We need to take action. It's like, well, you've known since the summer of 15. And the other question is, what kind of action? Like red line action and Syria action? I mean, it's tough to take that kind of threat seriously, given his past failures to follow through in much more serious circumstances.
Right. Well, I'm still skeptical. I mean, as Representative King just said, there's no new evidence. I mean, Jim Clapper put out on the 17th of November what they have. It doesn't justify what the president's saying.
And even he said that. Even yeah, Jim Clapper was like, I don't think they got it.
Let me say this to be very clear. As an operative who has run these sorts of operations, I've actually had to notify the National Security Council on certain operations, brief the White House on things I'm doing. Things get politicized at that level all the time. And let's be clear, Megan, no other intelligence agency is backing up CIA on this. If that evidence is there, President Obama owes this nation a moment like President Reagan did on the KLM 007 downing the Russians did back in the 80s, as well as JFK, when President Kennedy had to have pictures at the UN showing the Russian missiles in Cuba. That's what is needed here to justify the president coming back with this severe belief and response. I don't think that's available by the fact that there's no one new information.
Okay, but here's the question.
I'll put it to you. I guess this is what it all comes down to, Scott, is that, we're getting ourselves exercised over, without having gone through, due process here. There's some suspicion, and, this all feeds into the fake news scenario as to what's going on. I mean, is it likely? I mean, come on, as we've been talking about this week, the truth be known, America's been hacking other governments, okay? So, so everybody's hacking everybody. We know that that's what goes on. The Democrats are especially bruised because they got so exposed. It brought down Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It exposed Donna Brazile with her handing off questions in advance to Hillary's team. It's just amazing the stuff that's gone on. And of course, they're trying to defend, trying to obfuscate the obvious here by pointing to some boogeyman and saying, well, it's the Russians that they did this. And of course, we also talked about John Podesta, that he was exposed because of an error. It's the nature of the information age. It's out there. And anybody that has an email, works for a company, they're told right away that whatever you put down an email, it's going to last forever. So, you need to be careful about what you put out and also, what you're clicking on, because you open up portals into, in this particular case, a government agency and interest, a Democratic National Committee. So here it is. So far, what we know is that data and thousands of emails were stolen from the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, among other targets. This being reported by CNN, by the way. U.S. intelligence agencies in October pinned blame on Russia for campaign-related hacking. WikiLeaks, which published much of the information obtained by hacking, has refused to reveal its sources. And, right now we have innuendo. CNN says the United States has not alleged that Russia interfered with the voting process on Election Day. But that's not necessarily so. I think that has been more than suggested. And, of course, Russia now is saying, look, put up or shut up. Either show the evidence that we did, get involved and we tried to, interfere into your election, or, quit making these accusations, because as far as they're concerned, there's no basis that, right now they are the targeted, alleged boogeyman of this administration and the Democratic National Committee. that they're saying put up or shut up. We don't hear about it anymore. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Jordan Goodman up next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is Jordan Goodman time, American's money answer man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to have you along. An exciting week. The Fed decided, hey, we need to bump the rates up just a little bit here, huh?
Well, that's right. That's what everybody was expecting. They raised the Fed funds rate, which they control, by a quarter point, mm-hmm. which immediately filters through to the prime rate, which went from 3.5 to 3.3 3/4, which means that you're going to pay a little bit more on credit cards, student loans, car loans, mortgages, all those things that are going to go up. Now, the banks immediately raised what they're charging on loans, but they did not change what they're paying on deposits. So that's why their profit margins widen, which is why the bank stocks have done so well lately. Mm-hmm. But the real news in the Federal Reserve release was they said they're looking to do 3 interest rate increases in 2017 instead of 2 before. Uh-huh. And that's why interest rates soared dramatically on that, because people were not thinking they were going to do that. So the long-term treasury, the 10-year treasury, which not that long ago was 1.5%, went up to about 2.6%. I mean, that is a big, big rise in pretty short period of time. And I think it's going to go much higher because the Fed is now has confidence the economy is strong enough that rising rates is not going to slow it down.
It's quite telling, isn't it?
It is. A year ago, when they raised rates, they were very tentative about it, and you know, we're not going to have a lot of patience and all those kind of things, and they didn't do a thing all year. Now, this is the second interest rate increase in 10 years. We have not had one since 2008, basically. Mm-hmm. So we still have we're at 0.75%. We're not exactly high interest rates here at all, but I think they're going to go much higher.
Can you put this in the Trump effect folder?
Very much so. What he's done is awaken what John Maynard Keynes, the famous economist, used to call the animal spirits. Okay,
yes.
People feel more confident. They're spending. It's going to be a record Christmas season. They're investing. Consumer confidence at an all-time record high. Their home values are going up. And it's all on the feeling that lowering taxes, lowering regulations, infrastructure spending. It's what I'm saying is a combination of supply-side economics and Keynesian stimulus at the same time.
Right.
We've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, go figure, huh? The thing was, I shouldn't say but, I should say in addition to this, my conversation with a couple of bankers, including B of A and Wells, is they're forecasting a rather robust small business growth because they're getting a lot of inquiries right now.
Yeah, well, small businesses, which have been kind of depressed by all this regulation and the feeling that it's really hard to get money, are now, there were some small business surveys since the election that have just soared, and people wanting to invest more and hire and expand and start new businesses. These are the animal spirits that we're talking about. So, yes, I think that's really going to help small business, which is really where all the jobs come from in this country when you get down to it. It's not Exxon and GM are not going to be hiring millions of people, but a lot of small businesses. And when you lower taxes, tax rates. If the corporate rate goes from 35% to 15%, and it means you start a business, you get to keep a lot more of what you make, which is a bigger incentive for you to go out and hire and start and innovate and so on. So that's where you have that kind of ripple effect that's really going to help hiring.
Well, considering all you put on the line to start a business and the responsibility that goes along with it, and the government, you know, heretofore has been saying, hey, I want my piece of the action up front, basically.
Exactly. And so people don't do it. So we've had very low business creation, startups. That's part of it. I think the financial regulation is a big part of it, too. So
exactly.
The Dodd-Frank regulation
has made it
really, really hard to get small business loans. Really hard. And so the result of that is people don't even try. It's like, I can't get money. But now I think they're not going to eliminate Dodd-Frank, but they're going to water it down in various ways to make it easier for businesses to get loans and for individuals to get mortgages, car loans. You know, we're not going to go back to the days of 2005, 2006 when it was far too easy.
Right.
But I think it's going to be more reasonable and allow perfectly creditworthy people who in the past few years have not been able to get loans to be able to get loans. That in itself could stimulate the economy a lot.
Yeah, we can go back to the old days in a positive way, but you're still going to hear people like Elizabeth Warren and other progressives yelling and screaming all the way away from the bank, not to the bank, right?
Well, absolutely, but that's what their role is, but they lost. So that's not the direction that things are going. I mean, maybe there's going to be filibusters in the Senate and all these kind of things, but they've got the votes now. Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, this is the similar situation to what Obama had in his first 2 years where he had a Democratic Congress.
Mm-hmm.
He passed Dodd-Frank. He passed Obamacare. Then after that, in 2010, he lost the Congress and never got it back. This is a similar situation. Trump's got tremendous political capital right now. He's got the House, he's got the Senate, and soon he'll have the Supreme Court when he has the Fifth Justice as well.
Exactly.
So he's got the political trifecta. So
There's
a lot of pressure on him to deliver because there's a lot of very, very high expectations right now.
Yeah, he doesn't have the media, but who cares, right?
He goes directly to the people with Twitter, so who needs the media these days?
Between Twitter and the video, I liked what he did with the video release.
Yeah.
You know, went around, circumvented the media, says, hey, look, you might as well get it from my lips, not theirs.
And he's going to do rallies, too.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever
anybody
gives him a hard time, he'll do a rally in their state and just scare them into voting for him. it's kind of old-style politics in a new technology way.
Yeah.
But the result is you've got a lot of optimism out there. That's why the stock market's done so well. And I think we're just at the beginning, Bill. I really think this is going to go much higher.
Yeah.
The stock market's going to go higher. I think interest rates are going to go much higher as well. I'll just say on that front, by the way, that people who have got fixed income investments, bonds, utilities, real estate, things like that, they're getting hurt because as interest rates rise, the value of those is going down a lot more than you're getting paid in interest. I'll tell you what I'm doing for income investing.
Uh-huh.
I like commercial real estate income funds.
Yes.
Because that's a way of getting an 8% yield with no market fluctuation, and you minimum hold times 18 months, but there's a way of getting a much higher yield without having the loss that people are getting in fixed income right now. So a website for that, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. I always try to come up with a solution with everything.
No, hey, that's a good one. You know, we talk about what's happening domestically, but the Trump effect is releasing those animal spirits globally as well. We're seeing a lot of international activity based on the hope of what they see, you know, projected here in the United States.
Well, we're the engine of the world, the locomotive of the world, and we're really going to pick up a lot of speed here, and hopefully it'll help other places because they're still very depressed in Europe, very depressed in Japan. China's been having a slowdown slightly, so we need a locomotive around the world,
right.
And that's what we're going to provide. The U.S. dollar has been soaring to all-time record highs because people want to put their money here where the action is.
Exactly.
So it's a good sign when the dollar is strong. It makes it harder on our exports, but it's a good sign when our dollar is rising because people want to invest here. And everything he's talking about, lowering regulations, lowering taxes, is going to want people to invest even more. And the over $2 trillion that's parked around the world is going to come back here, invest in our infrastructure. That's going to help, too.
Well, Jordan, why is this interest rate hike helping Trump, not hurting him? Some thought it would hurt him.
Well, it was well anticipated. I mean, if it was a surprise, that's different. But everybody was expecting it. And the feeling is it's a vote of confidence in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
When the Federal Reserve says, yes, we can raise rates not only now, but three times in 2017, it's like, yeah, the economy is doing fine. It's not going to get hurt by that. A year ago, they wouldn't have said that at all.
Exactly. No, they've been.
So that's why it's, and everything that Trump's talking about, which will strengthen the economy, we could get 5% GDP growth next year.
Yeah, I'm thinking 3 to 5%. I mean, that's pretty exciting considering what we just went through in the last 8 years, right?
We've been basically at 2% or less for the last 8 years, basically. So getting 5% growth, and that growth solves a lot of problems.
Without a doubt.
A lot of jobs. It gets more revenue for the government. So I hope this is like a Reagan moment, only even bigger.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm right with you. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. Where can they go, Jordan, as we wrap things up?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get lots of emails from you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no long kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Getting America back on track.
I'm addressing Christmas cards. Aren't they cute? Each one has a little bunny on it, dressed up like a shepherd.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. It's always great to have you along with us as we're celebrating the holidays already, checking the list, who's naughty, who's nice. And I'm telling you, we've got a very special treat for you because we're going to talk about toys, okay? Toys are, you know, you're always, you know, one of those Toys R Us kind of kids, you know. So whenever we talk about kids, you know, and toys, it just lights up our faces and we're just excited to talk about it. And Megan Soa is with us. And she's going to, you know, help us out, especially if you've been having problems finding that sold-out Hatchable. Well, Toys R Us is here to help. It's serious business creating a list of last-minute must-haves that helps parents and gift-givers stay ahead of their kids' holiday requests for toys. And you know what I'm talking about. If that's where you're at, whether scoring deals in-store or online, parents want to make wishes come true with an emphasis on play value. How do parents pick toys that will create outstanding play experience for their kids? Toys R Us recently debuted its 2016 Holiday Hot Toy List, the company's annual go-to holiday shopping resources for parents and gift givers, straight from the toy experts. And here it is. We're fortunate to have one of those toy experts with us right now. As a mom to a larger-than-life little boy that keeps her running around, I mean, you can just count all the steps. You can get one of those Fitbit watches, you know, you can count the steps just chasing down your little boy, right, Megan?
Oh, you know it.
Well, Megan is staying close to the toy industry, both personally and professionally. From Barbie to Paw Patrol, Megan loves to share her toy insights by linking personal childhood memories to the way her son plays and engages with toys now. Megan, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, we need you just in time. I mean, for some of us that are stuck sitting there, what do we come up with here? I mean, no, so you've got some great last-minute toy ideas for us, right?
Yes, I do, and I actually wanted to help you out with that Hatchimals question that you had earlier.
Yes.
We are getting Hatchimals in-store this Sunday. So
okay.
Get online early if you're looking for a Hatchimal. But just keep in mind, not the last delivery. We're going to keep getting these hot toys all the way through Christmas, so...
Yeah, it's amazing. Every year there's always that one toy that seems to run, you know, a little low on count. It makes it exciting and you get the frenzy going. And, well, I'll tell you, it really stresses out the parents because, you know, they'll go home and try and renegotiate with the child and think, okay, can I do a gift certificate? Can we do something? Is there something else that you, no, I want, this is what I want. This is what I want, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And that's why, again, we're going to keep getting these things all the way in through Christmas because we want to give gift givers and parents the most opportunity to get those toys mm-hmm. under the tree ahead of Christmas. So,
well, let's talk about Toys R Us Fabulous 15 list.
Sure. So one of the items on the list that is perfect for my son, and you had mentioned it before, Paw Patrol Zoomer Marshall. He's super cute. He's from the Paw Patrol show on Nick Jr., and you can actually wave your hand in front of his face, and he follows behind like a real pup, just without the mess. He
yes.
has phrases and missions from the show, so it's really great for preschooler boys and girls alike. Really great toy.
Wow, awesome. Okay, what else can we talk about from that list?
What else we could talk about is the Think and Learn Codapillar. And what's really cool about this item is that, yes, is that it looks like a caterpillar, or resembles a caterpillar, and kids can put together the different segments of the body. So it turns left or right, and it actually teaches kids how to code and sequence, and it starts at 3 years old.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome.
How cool is that?
That is way cool. Well, this is what I love, you know, what you guys did when, you know, putting this gift guide together is just awesome, if I can say, and that's consistent, of course, with your theme this year. Awesome. You know, Toys R Us just done a great job in doing this, and they've helped out, you know, parents and grandparents alike so much. So we cannot thank you enough, because you definitely have saved our bacon in so many ways, as they say. But the tough thing, as I mentioned earlier, is when you cannot find that toy that's been sold out and you're chasing inventory all over the place. What can we do if you can't find that particular toy? What are you recommending?
Sure. So we recommend for customers to go into their local Toys R Us store and connect with that store team and see. They're the best ones who can tell you when it'll be in stock. But again, these items, all 40 of them, along with other hot toys, are going to be coming in all the way through Christmas. So really check with your local store. They'll be able to help you pin down those dates that you want to remember.
Well, it seems, Megan, that every Christmas is different in terms of its activity and things that consumers are having to learn. It's It's like no matter what kind of pre-planning you do, there's something always that's, comes with every, holiday toy season. What should consumers know about this one?
Sure. So there's a bunch of different trends that are out right now, whether it's drones or collectibles. So we have items on this for on the hot toy list that cater to all different interests and age groups. So you'll definitely be able to find something on this list for whoever you're shopping for.
What about value? It's still about value. It's been a rough decade, economically speaking, and parents want to make sure they're getting the most value out of a toy. What's your recommendation?
Definitely. So we have toys at all different price points, and we're going to be holding Super Saturday, which is really hot deals, and then new deals start again the following week. So we're really, pushing out those deals for our customers along with, making sure toys are age appropriate for the kids who you're buying them for. So whether, they're in preschool, boy, girl, just really consulting our toy experts to make sure you're getting those right toys under the tree.
Well, as you mentioned, with special sales, you're going all the way up to the finish line. And, of course, like every year, the biggest weekend, and I was kind of surprised at these numbers. I don't know why. Maybe because I was always thinking, the biggest weekend was the day after Thanksgiving. But it's actually right before Christmas, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we have great deals going on through today through Super Saturday, which is tomorrow. And then, again, we have our extended holiday hours. So we're really providing ultimate convenience for shoppers who want to shop online, in-store, great deals all the way up through Christmas, again, with extended hours as well.
Exactly. Well, Megan, you talk about being age-appropriate with the gifts, and, parents kind of have a better idea. Some as grandparents, because this year was a great year for us. We had our ninth grandchild, and so, we're shopping, and so, every once in a while we got to pause and think, okay, age-appropriateness here. What's a good guideline?
Definitely. So all of the toys have an age guideline on the box. But then, again, if you're at any all hesitant, please feel free to come in and speak with one of our toy experts. They're happy to help. This is our Super Bowl when we have the holiday season. It's basically a two-month-long Super Bowl. So, again, we're here and happy to help you nail down those perfect items for your little ones.
You keep talking about the toy experts. I want to give you a chance to really give them a shout out because they do a great job. And what does it, what does it take to be a toy expert at Toys R Us?
Oh, it's really crazy, but it's awesome. You get to know and learn all the different toys and the trends and, all these different items. I mean, I know that I look at, toys in a whole new light, that now that I'm here, but definitely a fun job for sure.
Of course, you get to bring it home. You test it out in the, your lab partner there with your little boy, So, that's got to be some
exactly.
fun, right? I mean,
exactly. Well, I already know it's going to be hot for him.
and that's the thing that's amazing too is you get advance notices like this and you put it out in front of the kid. You can tell right away. You can see what they go to, and that's really exciting, especially for you as a toy expert. Two more questions, real quick. Is it better to buy online or offline? What are you finding out?
So we have customers who prefer both. We mm-hmm. have some who like to sit on the couch on their iPad, but then we also have those customers who want to come in and touch and feel and look at all the toys. So we have both. And again, our team's always here to help you guys, find those items. So we have both.
I think, and that's what I like about going in I'm a toucher feeler. I want to see it up close, last minute questions. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of the toy experts there that can help you to make sure that you're making the right value decision on behalf of your child and your family and make it a great holiday for you, a great Christmas. Megan, where can they go for more information?
Sure. Head on over to toysrus.com/hot toys where you can find the full list or again visit us in store.
Megan Soham, she's the Toys R Us expert and a mom to a larger than life little boy. She attests to that emphatically. This is Bill Martinez. Megan, thank you so much for being with us.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. This holiday season, swap your store-bought decorations for something inspired by the outdoors.
Icicle lights and mesh decorations are out. Instead, try making your own decor that's classic, natural, and simple. We love to bring the beauty of nature into our home by using live greenery. Purchase fresh mistletoe or evergreens from your local home improvement store or nursery. Bundle together using ribbon and place atop your mantel or at the center of your table. We like to add plaid accents for a festive touch.
For our holiday supplies, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase. We also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh with things.
Your program, things, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you. It's for you, America. Yes, we're going to get this country back on track. It's about us, the United States of America. That is what's most important. Thank you for joining us. Bill Martinez here. Coach Collins is with us. Coach, of course, holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly. He is a retired New York City police officer, member of American Mensa, and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Coach, how are we doing?
I'm doing very well. Very well. Getting that Christmas spirit going on down
there. Oh, yeah. All good. Well, yeah, I mean, you got warmed up in New York. Now you're down in South Florida, so you're really warmed up now for Christmas, aren't you?
We escaped just in time.
I know. I was the same way. That Northeaster was just, yeah, you know, was chasing us on the airplane as we were coming back to Florida from being in New York. So it was, but we had a great time there. Hey, Coach, if you don't mind, I want to let everybody know what's happening here. Because in a couple of weeks, Coach is going to take a break. And he has been so faithful. Gosh, Coach, I want to say like we've been together like 4 or 5 years, something like that. I got to tell you, it's been such an honor and a privilege to have you as part of Bill Martinez Live every week. The notes, the emails that I get from people all across the country about your insight and your enthusiasm and your experience, they just loud your praises. And, you know, I know that you and Lady Jane need to take a break. This is it's time. You know, we all invested a lot in this last election cycle. And I still am in the process of trying to decompress myself, as I shared with you earlier. But Coach is going to be taking a break. I told him, I said, he's the coach emeritus, so he's always welcome back at any time. But, you know, come next year when you tune in on Fridays, you go, hey, what happened to Coach? I don't want you to be surprised. I want you to be aware that Coach is deciding to, you know, take a break, and we'll see what happens. But, hey, the door is always open to you, Coach.
Well, thank you very much, and you know, to the people that have learned something, perhaps, and enjoyed the conversations that you and I have had, this need not be the end of it. Please, just do your own research, make yourself your own expert, and stay in the fight, because at this point in my life, I've done what I have to do.
Right.
My enlistment period has has run out at 25 years, and now it's time to see what the rest of my life is all about. But I'll keep my eye on what's going on, and let's keep the ball rolling, everybody.
Now, they can still check you out at coachesteam.com, right?
Yes.
Thecoachesteam.com. So we'd be active there. Also, of course, Coach's book, which continues to sell well. A great Christmas gift, by the way, I might add. And for those that are wondering, okay, how do I get my hands on the book? It's linked on our website, but also, Coach, at thecoachesteam.com, right?
I think it is, yes.
Okay.
That's another thing, too. I've largely turned that over to Doug Book, my editor,
okay,
and very good friend, for these last, especially last 5 years. We fought side by side, and I couldn't have had a better partner in my endeavor. And right from the beginning, the whole idea was to get a higher and higher platform.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful to you, Bill, for giving me that higher platform, because it enabled me to reach more people and perhaps you know, do as much good as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we did some good.
Well, Coach, you're a true patriot and a great example and model to us. Like you say, we got to stay in the fight. You know, one of the things that you've got to do is you've got to hold them accountable. You know, we've given them our vote. We've entrusted them with our vote and dare I say, our country. But we can't turn the keys over like what we have done previously and just thought that they would, you know, serve us well. Everybody needs accountability. Nobody is immune from that. It is required. It is absolutely essential, especially in a government like ours that is based on we the people. That says that we need to be engaged. And that's, Coach, I know that has been your message, and we will continue to put that message forth because it is critical to the future of this institution.
Sure. People have to remember that this this empty phrase, well, I don't talk politics, is just got to be left in the past. Because,
of course.
You might not talk politics, but I'll tell you what, politics talks you.
Exactly. You're living it. You're the effect. You're the effect of it. So that's why you got to get engaged and vote and, you know, be an activated citizen to get this country back on track.
Sure.
Coach, I want to talk to you about, you know, the harassment of electors. I mean, you've got celebrities now coming out, putting pressure on these electors, saying it's their, you know, constitutional duty, in essence, to not necessarily go along with what their state has mandated and for them to cast their electoral vote appropriately.
Well, this is just some more of the type of infuriating hubris that we get from Hollywood and you know, faux celebrities who actually think and believe that they are smarter than we are.
Mm-hmm.
By virtue of the fact that they're able to successfully read words or speak words that somebody else gave them. They're not, and that's one of the curtains that has been pulled aside. People realize that. You know, I've been watching the victory speeches from Donald Trump, and one of the points he's made is that we should now dream bigger dreams than
yes.
we've ever dreamed before. And one of my dreams here is that the federal government pass a law making it a felony for anyone to contact an elector in any way at all from the close of business on election day until January 20th
when the vote is
at noon.
Right.
Now, think about this, Bill. We read every now and again about football and baseball and basketball coaches in college that get themselves in trouble for sending a tweet, or not a tweet, a text.
Yes.
To an 18-year-old kid. That's playing. That's entertainment. That's nothing compared to what's on the table in this case. So, very simple. You want to go on television and you want to make a broad appeal the way these people are? Fine. That's good. Mm. You want to send an email to them? That's a felony. You want to go in front of their house with a billboard on a truck? That's a felony. And
right.
Tell you what, it'll come to a screeching halt because these people are true American patriots who've stepped forward to be part of the process, and they certainly do not need to be harassed by nitwits who think they know better than everybody else.
People around this country, Coach, when they hear about the harassment of electors, this is something that is being greatly, and I mean greatly, in quotes, under-publicized. We're not hearing these stories about how these electors are being harassed, but they are, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. There was a fellow in Michigan that said that he got a threat communicated to him. How it came escapes me right now, but that a bullet would be put in the back of his head.
Oh.
Now, under ordinary circumstances, that's a felony.
Exactly. That's
coercion. If I say to you, Bill, you better go and take out a new mortgage on your house and then hand me a bag of money or I'll shoot you, that's a crime.
Exactly. Yeah, so this is what's happening. So eyes wide open, ladies and gentlemen. More from Coach Kevin Collins on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It is just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Tired of serving traditional punch or eggnog for holiday celebrations? Here's a recipe that will spice up your party this season.
Here in the South, everything's hotter.
The summers, the winters, the food, even our hot chocolate. So give your next batch a little caliente boost.
Warm milk with some brown sugar, cinnamon, and cayenne pepper. Stir in semi-sweet chips until melted and finish with a splash of vanilla extract. It has just the right amount of kick to get the party started.
We do most of our holiday entertaining shopping at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
This report is brought to you by Rand McNally. The holiday shopping season can be stressful, so we've made it easy. The Overdrive 7 connected car device appeals to all the drivers on your list. The sleek dashboard tablet brings entertainment, information, and safety features to any car. It also provides award-winning onboard GPS navigation from Rand McNally, so you won't have to fiddle with your phone or pay for connectivity for maps. Steve Fletcher, CEO of Rand McNally.
There are 250 million cars on the road, and most of them don't have the advanced luxury car technology that enables things like hands-free calling and texting, dash cams, and voice assistants. Overdrive was designed to simply bring that technology into any car, no matter the age, make, or model.
Off the mount, for passengers in the car or after the drive, Overdrive is a fully loaded entertainment tablet that can be used to watch movies, access social media, and check email. Available exclusively at Best Buy for $399.99 through the end of the year. For more, visit randmcnally.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of SomaBiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of SomaBiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Words of heaven, call me together, be forever near me.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
You know, something about this time of season, you know, you get this kind of music for about a month, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, and how can you help but not smile and be joyful and have goodwill toward men? That is unless you're all vying for the last parking space at the mall, right, Coach? Sometimes it can stretch you beyond your humanity and make you less than. But meanwhile, turn out the Christmas music, put a smile on your face, and let joy lead the way, and a heart that says, look, at you wish all the best. And, you know, and I'm glad, Coach, that it seems that we're getting on the other side of this political correctness junk. We were talking with Dr. Alveda King earlier about, you know, the spirit of people saying Merry Christmas. I mean, it's starting to flow again. I mean, there's still some awkward moments, and I still feel for these young kids who grew up with Merry Christmas, and now they're working in some of these places to say, well, you know, you better be careful, and we don't want to offend anybody, and everything. You go, how do you offend somebody when from your heart you're just wishing them the blessings of the season?
Exactly.
How has that been twisted?
Sure. Everything is twisted. Everything is made political. But I think that's leading. That's dissipating. That's going to be gone with the wind.
Right.
Things have changed. You know what? Much more than you and I realize right now. Things have changed.
Yes.
And it's just going to keep chugging along. And, you know, when you look at the people that Trump is plugging in the spots, I got my fingers crossed for one more. It would be Laura Ingraham for press secretary.
You like that, huh?
Oh, yeah, I do. I like the common sense and the touch that she takes, and we don't get a chance to listen to her except when we're driving down, and she really has always impressed me. But Monica Crowley as well.
Yeah, Monica Crowley is good. The thing, I mean, I know Laura fairly well. We work together in Los Angeles. She's pretty fiery. She's not going to take anything from, you know, some of the press people. So it'll be quite interesting to see her if that's the position she gets. Coach, I thought I'd share with you. I just got a message, after the announcement that I made about you taking a break. It says, God bless, Coach. And they quote 2 Timothy 4:7 for you. It says, I've fought the good fight. I finished the race. I have kept the faith. That's a nice word. These are the kind of things and messages that I get from you. So I want you to be encouraged. Let's talk about this Russian hacking, supposedly. I mean, Vladimir and the Russians are saying, look, either put up or shut up. We don't want to hear about this. We didn't have our fingers in this. It just seems like a lot of innuendo and suggestion, and this is the problem when you're outside of the facts and opinion reigns. Everybody's got an opinion, and it goes all over the place. So you don't even have to worry about fake news. If it's opinion, it runs the gamut, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. And look, first of all, the FBI is saying, they just said to Trump, listen, there's nothing to this. We have people saying that this was given to Assange by a Democrat who is disappointed in the treatment that the DNC afforded to
Sanders.
Sanders. And this morning I watched on the Fox show here Geraldo Rivera, and he was so nasty and vicious in his comments about Assange. He's a dirty liar, and the thing is, nobody on the panel could get him to point out any time when Assange has been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not wrong, and he's a rapist, and even though that has been pretty well debunked too. So the left is hanging on to these threads, and you know, there's nothing you can do. You just watch them and shake your head and walk away. They're just going to. But I'm so happy to have this opportunity here. And I thought about it. I heard this on the radio yesterday. Mm-hmm. Michael Hayden, the former head of the CIA,
yes,
saying he knows Brennan, and Brennan would never allow this to go out into the the arena if it wasn't true that the FBI, that the CIA knew that the Russians were involved. And I'm saying to myself, why should I believe you?
Right. Exactly.
So you're saying that Brennan is such a good guy? Who cares what you have to say? You really, that's, you are part of the problem, my friend. Mm.
Well, Coach, if this was the case, okay, let's just say, go along with them and say this is the case. Then you say, where is the president? Where are the people doing their job, right? Aren't they paid to protect the integrity of our Constitution and the process and everything? So basically, they're almost, this is the problem with some of this ideology. And we've been saying this now for years, that you get into that situation where you self-indict. Listen to what they say. And it's almost like they indict themselves by their very words in trying to defend the indefensible.
Sure, exactly. Now you notice, too, that Lynch has said, hey, there's no evidence that the Russians have technically hacked or been involved in the election. Mm-hmm. And to me, there's an interesting kind of seesaw that we have experienced. When Trump first gets elected, he's making very, very nice with Obama. Mm-hmm. And I think that he has become, he has successfully become the Obama whisperer.
Yes.
And the idea was to not have Obama destroy the country out of, a fit of anger or disappointment. Mm-hmm. And I think that threat now is gone, that he's in Hawaii and that's it. But now you have Lynch is saying to myself, I better make nice with these people because they're going to investigate that 40-minute conversation that I had with Bubba on the tarmac.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but all these things, the other deal too, Coach, speaking of the president, And you watch the numbers. And so my question to you is, the favorable numbers for Barack Obama as he's exiting out the door, he just basically, was resoundingly defeated, his policies. Because he put it out on the line. He said, look, my policies are what is on the line here in this election. And the people said, we don't want them. But yet his approval rating is at 53, over 50%. And as Chris Wallace said this morning, that when you have somebody, a president, with ratings like that, usually that means the people want a continuation of the policies. So there's another one of those disconnects that goes on that has been the history of this administration. You get evidence and then you get narrative that it's like they're coming from two different planets. So what's the reality here, Coach?
Well, the reality is that when Obama said, listen, she's going to continue my policies, the electorate said, yes, we know.
Right. Yeah, and we don't want it. And that's what they vote. I mean, regardless of this popular vote, and this is the deal, I don't want to talk about the popular vote. That's not what wins the game. I mean, you can talk about getting more hits, but at the end of the day, what's up on the scoreboard? Runs, not hits. That's what wins the game. And this is one of the things you and I talked about along the way that I was a little bit concerned about, because they kept talking about the popular vote, and I'm going, well, I sure hope the Trump campaign is watching the electoral board. Of course, they were, but, they just went along with what the media was asking, what the media was all in tethers about and excited about, because it showed that Hillary Clinton, by popular vote, was going to, 95% of the vote, 95% chance she was going to win. I mean, that's like, okay, let's order the curtains and let's get ready here.
And in fact, she lost. This is staggering. I had to see this twice. She lost like 97-98% of the counties.
Yes.
Of this country.
I know, that's huge. Coach, and then you want to sit there and argue about popular vote, and let's face it, I mean, you got California that's an anomaly. Like, in anything, when you're looking at numbers, you always take those outliers, right? You set them aside, go, okay, we can't really, those are meaningless. So California, New York, they're up, but particularly California. See, when you're looking at numbers, and you've been doing this all your life, so you do this better than I do, but you kind of just throw those numbers out. But yet, for political context and for the CNN and the celebrities that are getting all upset and threatening to move to Canada, which Canada says, that's okay. They actually, at the border, the Canadian citizens, they turn the directional signs the other way. They don't want anybody, especially if you're a celebrity. Yeah, no, that's okay.
So we're in, we're in a really wonderful situation where we can dream big. And
yes,
one of the new dreams is that maybe Trump will just do away with the daily press briefings.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Why?
Why not? Because, I mean, look at, I got to tell you what, that video that he produced here several weeks back, I thought was very informative and powerful and encouraging. I'd much rather see those than these, droning press briefings. I mean, come on.
Yep. So this is a guy that understands how to get the most out of the effort that's put out, and he is going to lead this country by example, and we're going to go to great places.
Well, he built his brand on a message, and he knows about the message, and he has become the messenger. This is Bill Martinez, Coach, as always. Thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas, buddy.
You too, buddy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
100%.